You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and my guest in the studio this morning is Dr. Maeve McCarthy, professor of mathematics here at Murray State University. But Maeve, we're not actually going to be talking much about math today. Is that right?
No, we're not. We're here to talk about the advanced program. So the advanced program focuses on the recruitment and retention of women faculty in STEM and in science. And we are very excited at Murray State to be funded for our second grant from the National Science Foundation to do some work on improving the status of women faculty at Murray State.
At what point did you first learn about the grant opportunities and this program?
Well, back in 2011, I worked for the Association for Women in Mathematics part-time. I was half-time for Murray State and half-time for AWM. And they sent me to a conference called the Advanced Conference to represent them and learn about programs to improve retention of women in science throughout the country. So I went to that conference, became very excited about the opportunity, and came home and formed a team of faculty to go after one of these grants from the National Science Foundation. And it took us a couple of tries, but we got a Catalyst grant in 2016, and that was a three-year grant, so that just finished. And we managed to translate that into a second grant, another three-year grant for $1 million that is studying the recruitment and retention of women faculty in STEM.
Well, what are the big takeaways that you've learned from going through this process that you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I guess the big takeaway for me is that there is always more work to do. That equity is an ongoing process, and that people have their own inherent biases, whether they realize them or not. And increasing bias awareness is a very important part of this work. So last week we had PowerPlay from University of New Hampshire come to Murray State to do some interactive theater work to show us about bias in search processes and also in tenure and promotion processes. So we're interested in adapting that to Murray State and having our own programs on those subjects that we'll launch next year.
Does it help to have this role play or these actors actually kind of showing you this process rather than just talking about it in a dry way?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we saw last week was, you know, these actors would play a scene and then the audience would interact with them and ask questions of the characters, get perspective, get details, get background story, and have the opportunity in some cases to replay the scene. What if things had worked out differently? What if the conversation had gone differently? What if a decision had gone a different way? What would that mean for the particular person who was at risk of bias or poor decision making?
Were there cases to where it was hard to even tell that bias was taking place? Did you have to really pay attention, or was it obvious every time when watching it being dramatized that there was bias?
Some of it was more subtle than other examples. So throughout the plays that they performed for us, there were maybe six or eight examples of bias that occurred, and some of them were really blatant. You know, like There was one example of a faculty member who was basically setting up a new faculty member for failure, you know, and welcoming her to the department, but yet doing so in such a way that she could not possibly succeed in that department. And yet there were other things in the process where it was not clear that there was a bias occurring. I think that biases are very difficult to identify sometimes, and you know, we like to think that we're all fair and equitable in our own way. We like to think the best of ourselves, and one thing that's true of all the characters that were portrayed last week was that all of them had their best interests of their department at hand, or at heart, and but those best interests were coming from different places, and so how they approached what they viewed as the best interests of the department might be completely different. You know, it might be that they were emphasizing a particular research area, or they might be emphasizing a particular curriculum or a particular group of students. So there were lots of different ways in which the bias could occur, even in a subtle way.
Is this kind of bias, is this subconscious, because they're not meaning to be biased, they're coming from a standpoint of I want what's best for my department, or are they consciously aware of bias but don't know its place toward the individual? It seems like this would be really hard, because a subconscious bias, while not as insidious as conscious bias, since it is subconscious, how do you correct this easily?
I think you can only correct it through awareness, and I think I actually would disagree with you that I think subconscious bias is just as insidious as conscious bias. I think we're less aware of it. We make more mistakes because we're less aware of it. But we think in the moment we're being fair and we're doing the right thing, but we're not necessarily always doing that. And all of us have our own biases and assumptions that we make about other people without necessarily being aware that we're doing it. So just the education of Murray State employees and the community to increase our awareness that we have to think about our decisions consciously each time we make a decision is going to be helpful. And that's how you address it, is through education.
Some of this was, I guess, STEM-based or in that field, but I mean, could we carry a lot of your conclusions forward to all different types of professions?
Absolutely. And we opened up the sessions last week to faculty and staff from all sorts of parts of the university. It was not just STEM faculty, and we had great participation from across campus.
Well, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know? Is there a place they could go and see some of the findings so far, or to learn more information about the grant or this program?
Sure. You can go to murraystate.edu/advance, and we would be more than happy to talk to anybody about some of the details of what we're doing. We're very excited about this work. It has many different components. The interactive theater is just one of them. We have a great mentoring program that's been in existence for 3 years now that we're thrilled to continue, and we have other programs too. So we look forward to working with Murray State faculty and administrators as we move the needle a little bit.
Well, maybe that's a fascinating conversation. Thanks for sharing with us today.